This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
And we're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and today is officially the first day of baseball season.
Come on.
As pitchers and catchers report, it's a great time, Kevin.
Come on.
It's a great time, and we're going to be heading out to spring training the first week of March.
That is true.
You and me are going to be out there at spring training, and it's going to be an absolute blast. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to our new relationship we're going to build with Chris Woodward and what he can, you know, what they're going to be trying to approach this year as the Rangers are trying to put on the best possible season in their brand new stadium.
Would you prefer I don't bring up him being on Degrassi anymore?
Yes,
then?
Yes, okay. I would prefer that. Right. I also, Kevin, at some point in this segment, I do have, and maybe in about 5 minutes exactly, I have five interesting baseball players for spring training.
And
five players you need to be interested in.
We're going to give away Rolling Stone tickets.
And we're giving away Rolling Stone tickets. So there's always reasons to Tolo. But if you're a baseball fan out there,
this is the dumbest thing in sports.
Kevin thinks that pitchers and catchers reporting is the dumbest thing in sports.
I really do.
And I don't understand. Like, listen, man, you're negative. I get it. Like, you have negativity just
true.
Creeping out of your pores.
That's
all right?
True.
It's just how you are.
That's
but
true.
How can you not like pitchers and catchers reporting?
Because nothing happens today.
Like, they report.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Baseball season officially begins.
No, it doesn't.
It's like Groundhog's Day.
No.
The
no.
spring
no.
officially
no.
happens on Groundhog's Day.
No. You don't believe that. It depends. That's what I think should really happen. All right. Mike Minor shows up, and if he sees his shadow, then I'll care. All right. So, but here's why I don't care. Because I like looked at the whole week of reporting and everything. And I think this is such a dumb day. And I'm curious if people actually care about this. All right. So today, pitchers and catchers show up and then nothing happens. And then tomorrow, pitchers and catchers have their first workout. Awesome. And then on Sunday, all the position players show up. Sweet. And then on Monday, the whole team works out for the first time. Maybe.
You know, a lot of them were already out there.
Yes. And then that's a whole other thing.
I know like three guys that left.
Because they want to go early and get prepared and everything like that.
You get settled in.
Like maybe on Monday, I will, then I'll believe. Because the whole team's there and they're all working out together. But the pitchers and catchers just showing up at a place that a lot of them already are. I don't understand why that's a monumental day. Though this is fair from the 817, I thought mock drafts were the dumbest thing in sports. That is a really good point. All right. The second dumbest thing in sports.
I thought
is,
ties were dumb in sports, too.
I'm still putting pitchers and catchers reporting above. And what I really want to know, I'm honestly asking, does anybody care about this day? Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. Does anybody care about this day?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.
Jerry's in. From the 469, today is nothing special. It's a Tuesday. From the 682, I'm with Kevin on this subject. And I'm just really curious, because maybe like a wave of people will come in and say, I also think today is the official start of baseball. Or maybe it'll be like when they hear the first game on the fan. That I get, because that's like an actual tangible thing. But this, I don't understand.
What do you think people are more excited about, this day or Bobby Bonilla Day?
Man, we had a whole big conversation off air about Bobby Bonilla.
We'll get a check for $1.193 million from the Mets on July 1st, which is my birthday, Kevin.
Oh,
every
what kind of
year
do you get?
Until 2035. I get nothing. All right.
2035. He stopped playing in 2001. Now, you guys are probably already aware of this. I just didn't realize it went on that long. All right, I thought it was like, surely it's about done, right? No, all the way until 2035 when he's 72. He quit playing for the Mets in 2001.
All right, here come the texts, Kevin. Are you disagreeing that pitchers require extra work? They also say they love me.
How come they aren't working today, then?
They are working.
No, they're just showing up.
No, they're getting examined.
From the 214, this day is more important to me than my first son being born. That was from LeVar Ball.
From the 682, I'm with Kevin on the subject. From the 682, wrestling is the dumbest thing in sports.
Okay, that's fair.
From the 817, I do because we're one step closer to actually baseball season. And I love stuff like that because, yeah, man, somebody from the 940 said, I didn't know it was a thing until I heard y'all talk about it yesterday. And then from the, I like this one the most. Because Kevin wants me to hate it, yep, I love today. So because Kevin is such a negative Nancy,
okay, that's
people decided to rally against you.
That's 100%. That is 100% fair. The stupid part is that you report it from the 214, from the 405. I'm with Kevin on this one. From the 972, I don't care one bit. From the 469, Bobby Bonilla is my favorite random day in sports. And from another 214, that's one hell of a pension. And from the 817, and that's why I was curious if people were in on this. Today is the start of baseball season. And IndyCar Tim is furious with me as well because today is the start of baseball season. And then we get this from the 817. Like it because it's no more football. See, I might at least buy the first spring training game as the start of baseball season or next Monday when at least the whole team is there and working out as the start of baseball season. I'm not sure if I buy today as the start of baseball season.
Well, and I guess that's the thing is this is the like the official start back. And Kevin, did you play baseball growing up?
I did.
Did you play in high school?
No.
Okay. And I guess that's what it felt like because during the fall semester, and I think anybody that played like high school baseball or club baseball or anything like that, during the fall semester, you did workouts and you did stuff, right? Like you were there. But it was the spring semester when the team was there.
Because I love baseball.
If there were guys that played football, they weren't out there for practice. But spring, like officially, you started to see your teammates. Everybody was there with a purpose. And so that's what it means for me is you got the pitchers that are starting to work, and now everything's going to start to get underway. And, Kevin, this is where you start building the philosophy of what your team is. Now, again, and Mike said this yesterday, it's not like the pitchers and catchers reporting – it kind of gets that thing started, but it's whenever all the rest of the guys get there that the coach sits down and says, okay, let's start building what we are as a team.
From the 682, when the fan goes to spring training is the official start of baseball, and mark your calendars, that is 2 weeks away. And from the 214,
I'll see you in Oxnard, sir.
that's not what that
going
is.
To surprise.
I hate Kevin for finally making a good point that I agree with. That is a weird compliment that I will absolutely accept.
What about from the 682? The official start is when the fan goes.
Yes, Corey. I would agree
okay.
with that. From
Do you agree with it, though?
Seconds ago.
But
yes.
Surprise,
motherfucker.
We're going March 1st to the 7th, and Sean and RJ will be there in 2 weeks. And then people shouting out that it's just closer to football. Several people saying it's closer to football. All right, this is great. This is the kind of feedback that I was looking for. Because you get I don't know, it looks like there's maybe like 25 to 30% of the audience. They're like, this is a huge day for them, and they're super hyped up, and they're looking forward to the grass. They're looking forward to all of that stuff. And then there's another, like, you know, 20% are like, man, when you guys get out there or when they start playing the games, that's when I'll catch that baseball season has started. And then the rest of them are like, when the regular season actually starts, or maybe they're just not baseball fans altogether. That is exactly what I wanted to know, because I wanted to know if people would pour out and they'd be like, you're insane, this is the number one day on my sports calendar, and blah, 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 blah. But that's just not the case, but that's good to know.
All right, Kevin, here are
you
some...
You buy that the official starts when the XFL is over?
I think it's more when the fan gets to spring training, Kevin. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
You know we're going on March 1st, I believe.
I have. We are.
We'll be there till the
Sean
7th.
Sean and RJ will be there even before us.
In February? That's weird.
Yeah.
Because we always go at the end of March. We're on the we're always there the last week of March, and everybody's tired of talking about baseball at that point.
Be prepared. At the current pace, we're going to be starting baseball in January because we're just taking in all
well,
these
extra playoff
games.
Because we have to add more games, too. Yeah. All right, Kevin, here are some names that I want you to keep an eye out for spring training. All right?
All right.
These names are very important because baseball season is underway officially today.
No.
Number one, Greg Bird. All right? Greg Bird. Now, this is Evan Grant's story. The Rangers spent all winter trying to, like, figure out what they can do to upgrade Ronald Guzman. Guess what?
They didn't.
They got Greg Bird, who can now compete and can mash.
Sweet.
His slash line, Kevin, 194, 287, 388, and 675.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
That's not good at all, man.
No.
He has reverse splits in his career. 818 OPS against lefties and 699 versus righties.
Evan Grant listed his opportunity to make the team as fair.
Fair. Well, if he's not injured, that's the biggest problem with his career, is that he's been injured so much.
What would Frank tell you about
140
that?
Games over the last 4 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Injured players get injured.
Injured players do get injured. All right, Kevin, here's another person that I know you're super excited about.
Hodor.
No, not
Hodor.
Not Rougned Hodor.
Hodor.
Nick Solak. Maybe replacing Rougned Hodor.
Okay, that I do support. Go Nick Solak.
He swung a great stick last year, and I think that was one of the things that a lot of people got excited about was, hey, this dude's actually hitting.
Free swinger, baby.
He doesn't have the best defensive capabilities.
You know, just so, like everybody else on this team.
All right, Kevin, here's a guy who was the team's MVP in 2019.
Who do you think? Carlos Gomez!
Mike Minor.
Danny Santana.
What?
Danny, what? He was the team's MVP in 2019.
Oh, what a terrible pick.
He earned himself an everyday. What do you mean? He was the best last year, dude.
He was not the best.
Did you not watch him? He was hitting all the time. He was always on base.
He
was the best player that we had last year.
He was better than Mike Minor.
He was the team's MVP. No, not that Santana. The Rangers also don't have a clear-cut backup on the roster or in camp. So Danny Santana during spring training, Kevin, is going to be integral to what they're doing in the outfield. He'll get all the reps.
Yeah, too. And Danny Santana was a good player, but the best player?
I think a lot of the players like him out there, too. I think a lot of the guys that are going to be playing in the outfield with him really like playing with Santana.
You'll be glad to know that Nick Solak is listed as likely to make the roster, and Danny Santana on the roster.
You know, Danny Santana remembers the Alamo.
Santa Ana.
God.
DeMarcus Evans.
I'm not hating on Danny Santana for people that are saying that. I just was like, how is it not Mike Minor? Danny Santana is good.
You do have a lot of negative takes on Danny Santana, though.
I like Danny Santana. I just thought it was weird that he was a team MVP.
We need a wall of negative takes for Hagee.
Wall will be filled by the end of the show.
DeMarcus Evans, no reliever in camp, has more upside than Evans, who might be kind of going into that closer role. He might be a closer in waiting kind of situation, especially, you know, knowing what Leclerc may or may not do. And, you know, is Leclerc the best trade option the Rangers might have out there, too?
You know, there was a time that I thought that. What do you think is DeMarcus Evans' chance per Evan Grant to make the roster?
Good.
Fair.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty good. He has 100-mile-an-hour fastball, so that's one of the things you always have to take into consideration. And lastly, Kevin, John Daniels, I guess, discussed a little bit.
Oh, he'll make the
roster. He discussed a little bit about their caution with Kyle Gibson, who had an injury last season. Colby Allard is the name that I think a lot of people have kind of forgotten. Ooh. Remember the Rangers acquired Colby Allard last season?
He was with the Braves.
He was impressive, man. He came out there firing on, you know, on all cylinders. He's spent the winter trying to rediscover a breaking ball, and he's got an edge over some of the other younger guys on this team. So Colby Allard's another name that you need to keep an ear out for.
Would you like to know his opportunity to make the team?
Good.
Fair.
How many people are fair on this roster right now, Kevin?
I believe fair or on the roster, there's like 32 people. So Evan Grant's going to have to make some tough cuts along the way.
From the 682, y'all would have to use the entire outside walls of the building y'all are at to fit Kevin's negative takes on there.
True. Some of these negative takes are really unfair. Like, I don't have a negative thought about Luca. I don't have negative thoughts about Danny Santana. Today
being about Bo Jackson.
Oh, that's fair. Bo Jackson and today being the start of the baseball season, 100% fair.
What do you think about Big Tex?
Oh, Big Tex is awesome. I was really sad to hear about the boys passing away.
Howdy, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.